Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in just under an hour at 8:20, we'll be joined by Chris Webber. He's got a new memoir out now called By God's Grace. So he'll be on the show at 8:20. Mike Rizzo from the Washington Nationals will join us at 9 a.m. And Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, fresh off their win to vault them back into playoff positioning in Detroit last night. He'll be on the show at 9:25 on the Kia guest hotline.
Very nice.
By the way, I hope you're not driving down 270 south near Frederick/Urbana. There was a tractor trailer that exploded and completely shut down 270 south.
Well, that sounds terrifying, first and foremost, and it sounds like it's going to that will paralyze the entire region this morning.
Yeah.
I go on 270 south every day, but I start in Gaithersburg.
Yeah, you would be further south.
I'm further down.
Yeah. But if you're coming from, you know, or north of Urbana, coming south, well, it's going to
take
a while.
On a much less serious note, I have paralyzed myself by not bringing eye drops to work. Allergies are just performing a full frontal assault on me over the last few days.
Right.
And I'm taking the Allegra, I'm taking eye drops, I'm taking nose spray, I'm doing everything I can just to get to this level, just to get to where I am right now. But I need the drops on my person at
all times.
When's
the last time you went to an actual allergist?
Let's see. That would probably be about 45 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You might want to go to an allergist. Maybe they'd give you a better regimen than what you're doing right now.
You're probably correct. Probably
that was my grandfather's profession. He worked all the way until his 80s.
I'll just put that on my list. I'll put allergist trip right behind ear doctor trip to figure out what's going on.
Well, and then also go to the whatever federal agency to get your tax documents.
Yeah, I still need to do that. I still need to.
You know what? You're sleeping on that. You're not going to do it.
No.
You're not going to do it.
No. I will do it. I will take care of it. TBD. Be determined.
You're not the last possible. You know why you're not going to do it? And I don't blame you.
Yeah,
because it doesn't affect you. It doesn't really affect you.
Well, if somebody keeps abusing this silly identity and keeps
has it cost you any money
the government
yet?
Out of money?
You don't
care. It's going to catch up to me.
Has it cost you any money?
Not yet.
Not to my knowledge. No.
Yeah, that's why you don't care.
Okay, but if
I'm inside your brain,
if my tax meeting with Ricky Simmons next year, he tells me that. The fake John Oliver has taken $20,000 out of the DC coffers. I'm going to guess that I'm going to have to pay the piper at some point. Right? I'm going to have to rectify.
You may just have more of a hassle eventually.
Yeah.
So if someone stole your identity and is filing taxes under your name.
No, they're not filing
taxes. Not filing taxes, but earning income under your name.
Right.
I guess the theory is you would have to pay.
What if there were returns? What if they got returns? So what if they didn't make enough money and they got taxed or whatever, and then they're set to get returns?
I don't know.
You would get the returns, wouldn't you?
I mean, I
would assume.
Maybe.
What were you told to do?
Well, I mean, it came to you.
I get that you got this information, and probably our tax accountant told you to do something.
Yeah, he told me to contact them and nip it in the bud.
Right.
And you just haven't done it.
Because I attempted to, and I ran into just a cyber loop that was so maddening that I considered going down there to take care of it until everybody told me, that's the craziest.
It's like going to the West Bank.
Craziest idea I've ever heard, going there in person.
Yeah.
So it's called, what I'm in right now is called a holding pattern.
Mm-hmm. I get it. He gives me homework all the time. It's a pain in the neck.
When Sully was flying along the Hudson and the bird flew in his engine and then everything stalled, that's where I am.
Is that what it was? It was a bird strike?
Bird strike, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, let's open up the entertainment page. It is driven by BMW Fairfax.
That's right. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. Think about this, 2.99% on most X-Series models, only for a limited time. Find out more information at BMWFairfax.com. Get over there, ask for Mike, mention me. They will treat you like a rock star, I promise. All right, so Drabby's very much wants me to talk about the Caitlin Clark phenomenon that I'll be honest with you, I did not know existed, which is, and I saw Paige reacting to this, but I didn't quite understand it. But she says women are being absolutely vicious to Caitlin Clark. I didn't know this phenomenon existed, but Drabby says no other like players are giving her respect. They're all just trashing her. They're all jealous. Mm. And Paige, of course, you know, she's been the butt end of that. She could understand that. She said she saw it coming from a mile away.
Seems a lot of jealousy. I watched.
I didn't notice that.
I watched during the Final Four game against UConn, some of the alt cast, which was Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, were they trashing her?
Taurasi said something she's going to be in for a rude awakening once she gets into the WNBA. And then I did notice during the national championship game that there were players like Angel Reese who then kind of turned, but initially they were saying that Iowa was getting all the calls. They were tweeting out stuff like, oh, I see how this game's going to be.
Yeah.
I understood that. That's
I'm not surprised by.
That's the
criticism
I heard.
Now Angel Reese, she may be just backing the conference. You know what I mean? But I do think she's anti-Caitlin Clark.
I think it's more so the old heads. Like,
right.
Brianna Stewart said she wasn't great.
Right.
Yeah, Taurasi who said that, give me Paige, next question. Sue Bird wasn't very nice. And so it's just kind of weird that, like, why are these, like, the WNBA has, for years, these women have asked for the attention, right?
Mm-hmm, right?
Pay attention to our sport. Then you have this rocket come in here, and Caitlin Clark that everybody loves, and then the people who are begging for us to watch them now take shots at
her. It seems like
the
one person who was really gracious through it all was Dawn Staley.
That's what I
said. When they won it, she's
at the end. Because I think before they won, she said some stuff which could have been taken in a negative way towards Caitlin Clark.
And then you had the Lynette Woodard say that she's the real scoring champ at a podium. It was just kind of like, all these former players have just taken shots at her.
Yeah. What we did learn, though, is
it is going to be interesting to see when she does get into the WNBA how other players, other teams react to her.
Well, you tell me how that goes.
I'm sure.
We'll be abreast of it.
What we did learn, though, is that we thought initially when that first game, which was in the Elite Eight, against LSU.
Thought that would peak it.
We thought that might be a one-off. It only grew from there. And then ultimately, the women's final outdrew the men's final by 4.1 million viewers.
Yeah, but it's still the Caitlin Clark phenomenon.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it went beyond that one game. Like, we thought it was, it's rematch, it's Angel Reese, all this stuff, and it only grew.
Turns out it had nothing to do with Angel Reese. It had everything to do with Caitlin Clark.
But I saw some hate on social media.
Well, I saw people complaining about her being a poor sport and that kind of thing, like bitching about calls like LeBron every time. I didn't see
the old heads,
and I believe you, I didn't see the old heads trashing her.
But they were also all UConn players.
Right.
Like the alt cast was like all UConn. Right. Like, let's bring on Brianna Stewart. And they, you know.
What were they?
They also.
Were they
being
specific in their complaints? Or they're just saying she's a volume shooter and nothing great?
I think there's some of that. And I think there's some jealousy for sure. that she's getting all this shine, and they think, hey, there's other great players.
I think Breonna Stewart jealousy, but what were they saying?
I think Breonna Stewart was the MVP of the WNBA.
Yeah, she was.
But what were they saying, Drab? Like,
well, Taurasi said, you got a reality check coming. You might look good against these people. You're not going to do this in the WNBA. But right. then the question that was embarrassing, I thought, was when they said, would you take, who would you take number one? And she said, Paige, next question.
Right.
It was like so dismissive of Caitlin. Not that you can't say, oh, I'd take Paige, here's why. It was just so like,
well,
it's
maybe,
personal.
It's
well,
personal.
Again, like JP pointed personal. Out, I mean, Taurasi's a UConn grad, so she's going to say Paige Beckers, I would assume. Mm-hmm. Now, how she responded so quickly like that and dismissive, it's a different story. But they're probably just tired of all the attention, you know? I mean,
yeah, they're, just,
they're just jealous of
they're
it.
They're jealous.
But who knows? Maybe
but I'm
they
sure,
don't like her.
I mean, old NBA guys, they always clown on the new class.
Right.
Yeah,
so
they do.
It's just
too.
A rite of passage, I guess.
They probably don't respect the fact that she goes in there and takes 40-footers.
Well, they're probably know? Also upset that she's making tens of millions of dollars in endorsement money.
NILs,
and,
yeah.
I mean, does Breonna Stewart make any endorsement money? Does anybody know who that person is?
Well, I'm sure she does.
Like, she might make a little bit.
But
she
not what Caitlin Clark
Caitlin
made.
Clark type of money.
It would be like.
But just think about what Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird would have made in NIL.
Right.
I looked at Breonna Stewart's Wikipedia like during the tournament. Not only has she won like every time at UConn, and then she's won a couple titles in the WNBA, but I guess in the offseason she goes and plays in Russia and just wins championship after championship.
Really? She double dips?
Like she wins. Look up Breonna Stewart and then just look on the right side of the Wikipedia.
Well, I saw criticism.
She's a champion all over the place.
I saw criticism of the WNBA where somebody said, look, at the end of the day, after 28 seasons, it's still just a glorified summer league. That those guys go over in Europe or Russia or wherever the hell they go, and that's where they really play and compete, like where it matters. I don't know.
Valdez, what were you going to say? About
I was just—I was going to say it would be like the PGA Tour trashing Tiger. He brings all the money and all the attention to the tour. You're reaping the benefits from it, and now you're upset at it.
I'm trying to think when
that
Tiger
would be like that would be like a pair. That would be kind of like the parallel between.
Yeah, that's
Caitlin
pretty
Clark.
Good one.
So Breonna Stewart, but it's also that she that I think there's a little criticism that they all wanted her to win it all, and they were going to give her a little bit of a knock if she didn't win it all. And coming from like Breonna Stewart, here's her accomplishments. Four-time NCAA champion. Mm-hmm. Four-time NCAA tournament most valuable player. Two-time WNBA champion. Two-time WNBA finals MVP. Oh, and then she goes over to the EuroLeague. Two-time EuroLeague champion. Two-time EuroLeague Final Four MVP. And it just goes on and on
yet,
and on.
If you lined up 10 volleyball players and her, I'm not sure people would know who she is. I mean, they
probably right.
I mean, unless you follow.
But she
and I say
probably.
For read, like, you know, right, like, right. Tall,
she
you know,
probably.
Nobody knows.
She probably feels like, oh, they're going to call this girl the GOAT who hasn't won a championship.
Right.
I won four championships and I won the most valuable player every time.
Know, just be gracious. Just whatever.
But that's probably where it comes from.
Of course.
Yeah, but she's upset because she did it in relative anonymity.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah.
She just, Now but, she's, but, I mean, I would but think Travis, right? She's going to bring more money to everybody.
I would think that the Breonna Stewarts of the world would be happy because Caitlin Clark's bringing more attention.
Yeah, but she's only thinking about herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down
but
to.
But Breonna Stewart, I mean, those UConn teams were unstoppable. I mean, that UConn team would have pummeled the South Carolina team.
I know we're packed, but I have other stories. We could do it later. I'd like to do them later.
All right, let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.